Protesters gathered outside the state penitentiary in Sioux Falls. About 30 people prayed and sang hymns in the hour leading up to the scheduled 1:30 execution of Charles Russell Rhines. Dennis Davis is the director of South Dakotans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. He says he spoke with Rhines this week. He says Rhines was nervous, but has fought for his life as long as he can. Davis wonders what message this execution is sending.
It seems like, you know, they want to clean out death row, which, you know, is legal. You know, so killing is illegal anywhere in the United States, most places in the world, unless it's done by the state or the country, and for some reason they call that death legal. That's never made much sense to me. So why would we want to kill someone who is killed to say that killing is wrong? And what does this say to our children? It's teaching them something.
Davis says while he accepts the execution, he wants to shift the culture away from the death penalty. He says for a conservative state, it's more cost-effective to sentence someone to life without parole. Rhines has appeared in court 16 times with appeals over the last 26 years. His final three appeals were before the U.S. Supreme Court and delayed the scheduled execution for about 6 hours. The court denied the request for a stay of execution. Inside the prison, Charles Rhines wore an orange prison-issued short-sleeved T-shirt. He was lying down, strapped to a table, and was covered with a white sheet up to his chest. He wore his glasses. Jack Caudill is with KEVN in Rapid City and served as a media witness. He says Rhines' speech was calm when asked if he had any last words.
I said, yes, I do. He said, Ed and Peggy Schaefer, I forgive you for your anger and hatred towards me. I pray to God that he forgives you for his anger and for your anger and hatred toward me. Thanks to my team. I love you all. Goodbye. Let's go.
An IV was started in his right arm and left hand. Ariel Zients is a reporter with the Rapid City Journal and served as a media witness.
It looks like he intentionally closed his eyes and did some normal blinking, and then he started to frequently blink. And then he said something that sounded like sis, definitely a one-syllable word that sounded like sis. And his head, at first he was looking up because that's where the mic was, but then he turned his head to the right, which was away from us, and his arm was out to the left, so we couldn't see his face. He did a big, deep, audible breath, and there was some more labored breathing, and then it got gentle, and that was by 8:33, so within I'm sorry, 7:33. So within a minute, all of that breathing was done. By 7:38, I would say he was already pretty pale, but I would say the color in his face and hands became pretty clammy, kind of grayish, whitish, bluish.
Charles Rhines was pronounced dead at 7:39 p.m. Attorney General Jason Roundsburg says justice was served. He did not want to talk about Charles Rhines.
Today, I would like to remember Donovan Schaefer, the victim who was brutally murdered by the killer who just met justice. Donovan was an intelligent man set to graduate from Western Dakota Tech. Donovan was an award-winning archer who loved hunting and fishing. Donovan was funny, kind, and a hard worker.
Roundsburg says if Donovan Schaefer was alive, he would be about to celebrate his 50th birthday. Instead, Donovan Schaefer is known as the 22-year-old donut shop employee who surprised Charles Rhines during a burglary and was stabbed multiple times. Donovan's mother says she forgave Charles Rhines a long time ago. She says that's the only way she could move on after her son's death. She says she's angry about the crime, but is not full of anger and hatred towards Rhines. She wants instead to honor her son.
The man who touched many lives without even knowing it. Today, do something kind for someone in honor, because life is just too short, and this world needs more love and kindness. Remember him today. Talk about Donovan. He is missed, and he is loved, and he will never be forgotten.
Peggy and Ed Schaefer believe justice was done and thanked law enforcement and state lawyers for working hard on behalf of their family. Donovan's fiance, Sheila Pond Jackson, told reporters Donovan believed in an eye for an eye and that justice was served for Donovan. No one spoke from Charles Rhine's family. He was the fifth inmate to be executed since 2007. One inmate remains on South Dakota's death row. The South Dakota Supreme Court is currently reviewing the recent appeal by Briley Piper. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland in Sioux Falls.